Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great, looking at the spiritual health of a man in these five-minute nuggets that I try to give mostly to young men, married men, to encourage them in following God and being great husbands to their wives and having great marriages, realizing that it is marriage that sustains us, sustains our love, sustains our relationship with our wife when our eyes are on Christ. And I know it's sort of radical and crazy, but that's who I am. So you don't have to listen to this, but I'm glad that currently you are. And we're looking at different scriptures that maybe can encourage us, some scriptures that are very practical. So we're in Proverbs right now, and here's a practical thing from Proverbs chapter 16, and a couple of things, right? I want to read. So verse 13. So Proverbs 16:13 says this, "Righteous lips are the delight of a king, and he loves him who speaks what is right." Let me say that again, righteous lips are the delight of a king, and he loves him who speaks what is right. Now let's modernize that a little bit. None of us work for a king right now. None of us really are a king. God is our king, right? Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. So back in those days, that would be a king. God wasn't really happy when Israel wanted a king, right? So, but they got one because that's what they wanted. Careful what you ask for, right? So how do we modernize this? And I would say that righteous lips are a delight to, delight to authority, a delight to your boss, a delight to someone you're working with, a delight to a customer, a delight to your father, a delight to your children. And then to think about that they also love him who speaks what is right. And we live in a day and age right now where there is a lot of things that are happening that are not right. They may seem right in the eyes of some, because there are many who feel that, hey, we must win at any cost. So when I was coaching soccer, I went up against some coaches who taught their players how to cheat or how to get away with things, maybe when the referee wasn't looking, or how to fake an injury, or make a slide tackle that was dangerous, but do it in such a way where you could get away with it. And there's other little tricks of the trade, if you might say, in soccer that I found appalling. I didn't think it was right. And when my players would tell me about their friends from the other team that were being taught this, I was pretty upset. But it gave me an opportunity to encourage these guys to think about, well, what's right? What's right? So do you want to win against this team who you know their coach is coaching them to do things that are wrong and beat them, but beat them playing the game right? What would that feel like? And they all agreed that would feel great and that would feel awesome. So it made us work harder. It made us sharpen our skills, made us really get energetic to play that team. And we play that team. And we beat that team, it felt really good, really, really good. We would go on to continue to beat that team over and over again. But they were a very good team, and there were some times when they would beat us. And it was disheartening to see a coach that was teaching young men, really just 13 and 14-year-old young men, to do whatever it took to win, whatever it cost. And if you can get away with it and we win, then it's worth it. That was the thinking. I think this proverb flies in the face of that. Are we doing what's right? Are we speaking that which is right? Is our attitude and our actions right? Are they aligned with the will of God? Are they aligned with the character of God? Because God wants his character reflected in us. And so for us to think, how much of God's character am I reflecting? And how much am I reflecting? So again, Proverbs 16, verse 13, righteous lips are the delight of a king, and he loves him who speaks what is right. So I want to encourage you guys today, as you speak to your wives, as you work for someone or have people who are working for you, to be wise, to be thinking about what is right, what is just, what is good, and to focus on those things. Have a great day, and let's make marriage great, right? Amen.